USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bipartisan push to support the Kurds after Turkey's invasion of northern Syria continues on Capitol Hill. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says,
"It's absolutely shameful that President Trump allowed Turkey to begin killing the Syrian Kurds who are our allies in the fight against ISIS."
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Van Hollen said it's the reason behind the large amount of bipartisan support on this issue, also warning that the U.S. withdrawal of troops is going to allow ISIS to, quote, be the big winner. A 28-year-old Texas woman shot and killed by a police officer inside her own home. The officer was investigating after a neighbor reported a door was seen open at the home. The officer sees somebody standing near a window telling her to put up her hands, and then, as is seen on body cam footage, he opens fire. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After promising he would forego foreign business dealings as his father seeks the presidency, former VP Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden has announced he's stepping down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity firm. Republican Congressman Doug Collins says he thinks Biden should have done that quite some time ago.
Now you're going to come out and say, well, I'll step away from all of this because it might seem to be a conflict with my father if he ever become president, which I think is a big leap of faith here to start that. This just shows you how much that this is just a messed up situation and how much that there were other things going on, and all the Democrats want to do is focus on President Trump.
He was speaking on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Today is Columbus Day, a federal holiday celebrating the Italian explorer. Most federal offices, banks, and post offices are closed today. Also, many states are choosing to celebrate it as Indigenous Peoples Day instead. Find us online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Sesame Street is taking on addictions like the opioid epidemic from a child's perspective. USA's John Clemens reports.
My mom needs help learning to take better care of herself, so she talks to people with the same problem.
That's the character of Carly as she explains why she was in foster care, because her mom couldn't take care of her, but is now attending meetings to help her with her addiction. Carly goes on to explain, she, too, is attending meetings.
I go to a special kids-only meeting. Our parents all have the same problem.
The issue of addiction is part of the Sesame Street and Communities Project. I'm John Clemens.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is preparing to face a Republican challenger in a runoff election. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Democrat Bel Edwards received 46% of the vote in the Saturday balloting, but he needed to exceed 50% to avoid a runoff in November.
I'm excited because tonight we are one step closer to four more years of moving Louisiana forward.
Bel Edwards will now face Republican Eddie Rasponi in that runoff. Rasponi, a Baton Rouge businessman. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.